Om Shanti. 13th August 2018. Today is Monday. Today's blessing is, may you become a most elevated being by following the highest codes of conduct and who moves along according to the codes of conduct from Amrit Vela till night time. The codes of conduct, Maryadas, of the confluence age make you great, and that is why you are called Maryada Purushottam. That is, those who become the highest by following the highest codes of conduct. The easiest way to protect yourself from the Tamoguni atmosphere and its vibration is to follow the codes of conduct. Those who stay within the codes of conduct are saved from laboring. You have received the codes of conduct, Maryadas, for every step you take, and by taking steps accordingly, you automatically become Maryada Purushottam. So from Amrit Vela till night time, let your life be according to the codes of conduct, and you will then be said to be the highest being, Purushottam, that is, the elevated souls amongst ordinary people. So Baba is telling us to become Maryada Purushottam. And those who have to become Maryada Purushottam should know, or before they follow, they should know all the Maryadas of this Yajna. There is safety in Maryada. Baba is saying, there is safety in Maryada. Because the atmosphere is Tamoguni. And if one wants to save oneself from the Tamoguni atmosphere and vibrations, one must know all the Maryadas of this Yajna. So we will see some of the basic Maryadas of this Yajna. Those who stay within this Maryadas, they are saved from laboring, mehnat. They are protected. So from Amrit Vela till night time, our life should be according to these Maryadas. And then only we would be called Maryada Purushottam. Maryada Purushottam means the highest beings, the elevated souls amidst ordinary people. So these are the basic 26 Maryadas of this Yajna. These Maryadas, or these rules, or these codes of conduct are basically for center Nivasis, for those students who come to the center. And all those students, all the teachers, they do teach them these Maryadas. But today we will revise all those 26 Maryadas. Most of them are written outside, at the entrance of the centers. And all students must be aware of these Maryadas. So, what are they? They are about 26. So, we will take them in this format of ABCD. The first Maryada, Amrit Vela. If one is getting up late, if one is still not regular, if one is getting up for Amrit Vela but is sleepy, and Amrit Vela is ordinary, and there is no powerful experience, then it is total waste. The foundation of Brahmin life is Amrit Vela. The foundation of the day is Amrit Vela. Why there is so much upheaval during the daytime? Why there is so much disturbance in the daytime? The reason is because powerful Amrit Vela is lacking. What is the duration of Amrit Vela? What is the quality of Amrit Vela? What are the thoughts that are running across the mind during Amrit Vela? What vibrations we are generating? How powerful our stage is? How deep we are connected to Baba? What are our deeper relationships with Him? What are our bodiless stage, avyakta stage, angelic stage? What vibrations, what mansa, sakash seva we are giving to this world? How pure our mind is. How deeply we get connected with Baba. What intimacy, what proximity, what closeness we experience. What blessings we take from Him. What blessings we give to the world. All these things matter. So there are people who keep on complaining that they remain disturbed and their circumstances are very tough and everything is adverse, incongenial in their life. The reason is Amrit Vela is poor. Below average Amrit Vela. Poor stage at Amrit Vela. Unconcentrated mind. Non-concentration during Amrit Vela. So the first maryada for all the center students or all the Brahmins for that matter is Amrit Vela. The second maryada is Brahmacharya. Without the maryada of Brahmacharya, this yogi life is impossible. This is not the yoga of 1 hour or 2 hour. In yesterday's Murli, party number 1, Baba said, yours is a yogi life. You are not just yogis, but yours is yogi life. It doesn't mean that you have yoga in the morning, you have yoga in the evening, and the whole day you remain yog mukt. That is not yoga life, yogi jivan. Yogi jivan means throughout yogi, and the foundation, the base of that yogi life is Brahmacharya, celibacy, unbroken celibacy, unbroken Brahmacharya, undivided akhanda Brahmacharya. And the purer the soul is, the song stronger it becomes. In today's Sakar Murli, at one place, Baba said, take powers from the Almighty Father and become powerful. Take powers from the Almighty Father and become powerful. And He has come to purify. So the second maryada is Brahmacharya. The third maryada is center atmosphere. It is the responsibility of every student coming at the center to make the atmosphere of the center powerful. If he is creating disturbance, if he is coming there with vicious thoughts, negative thoughts, waste thoughts, and disturbing and spreading out negativity in center atmosphere, he is guilty of this sin. The third maryada of all the center nivasis, all the Brahmins, is to make the atmosphere of the center powerful by their thoughts, by their drishti, by their vritti, by their vibrations, by their speech, by their karmas. Not to spread the atmosphere of carelessness. In today's Sakar Murli, second last line. Baba said, children keep on sleeping and Baba has come to make them stand up. You should create, you should make such pictures. One picture can do service for thousands. And then there would be Vava and there would be Vande Mataram. But you should get up. No laziness, no alas, no alpilapan. The fourth maryada is dress code. The attachment to color is still there. The dress code is white and the dress code is badge. And the dress code is that you are spiritual military. So you should be always in dress. So that you could be recognized even from a distance. The world of colors is not ours. Only one color. Durangi, not two colored. So the dress code should be followed while coming for the class, while coming to Madhuban, while going for service, at least. And if possible, it should be white. Next maryada is exchange of money at center should not be there. Exchange of business should not be there at center. Center is not a place, center is not the business hub. Where you come and after the Murli class, you sit together and you start discussing business. What profit, what loss. And give and take an exchange of money business. Center is ashram. Center is not for, is not a marketplace. Center is not the sales market. F. Food. All the outside food should be avoided. All the food prepared by, all the food which is not prepared in Baba's remembrance should be avoided. It is possible that that is prepared by Jnanis, but they are discussing waste. Then, will it be called Brahma Bhojan? All the food which is earned by illegal means, all the food which has got impurity, jati dosh, it is in adulterated, some dust, some pebbles, all the food which is not, which is tamasic and which is rajasic, all the food which is stale, all the food which is not prepared in his remembrance, all the food which is not offered as bhog, all the food which is rajasic, too much oily and too much chili, too much spicy, should be avoided. A sattvic diet should be very simple, spiceless. So the food. The next maryada is giving happiness, khushi, shubhavna, shubhkamna, blessings, duae. All Brahmins should have this maryada of giving happiness, shubhavna, shubhkamna and duae. Next, H, holy company, satsang. Avoid all the bad companies, all those friends who will remind you of your previous sensual life. Next, inculcation of virtues. Divya guno ki dharana. All the divine virtues should be inculcated. This is the maryada of this divine family. Next, journey to Madhuban. We know people at Madhuban, so we will go and bypass center. Because we know people there. There are fixed rules of coming to Madhuban. The way one comes to Madhuban determines his future journey. So, coming to Madhuban should not become a deal. One should come through proper channel to Madhuban. And even after coming to Madhuban, one should remain content with accommodation, with food, with the seva one is given here. If one comes to Madhuban and become a complaint box that everything is wrong, then what to say? So journey to Madhuban. The next maryada is keeping the chart. Every Brahmin is supposed to keep a chart of remembrance. How much I have remembered Father today? What is the quality of my remembrance? And the chart should not be the same. And the chart keep on changing. Make new chart every day. Make new chart from every murli, every day. So that it should not become monotonous. And it should be tailored according to our daily timetable. In today's murli, Sakar Murli, Baba has asked one question. Look within, inside. What have you achieved? So much unhappiness, sorrow, inheritance of sorrow, dukha ka varsa. This is what you have achieved. This is what you have gained in this world. Because this is Ravan Raj. Because this is the kingdom of Ravan. So check yourself, see within, look within, and remember him constantly. So the next maryada of Brahmins, of all the center Nivasi students or children, is keeping chart. The next is L, love for one Baba. Ek rasyad, loving only one Father and none else. If one is not loving Baba, and if one is loving Baba as well as Dehadharis, embodied beings, and the love is divided, that is not Maryada. Maryada means to have love only for the one. Ekras. The next Maryada is Murli. Listening Murli, reading Murli, churning Murli, discussing Murli, going into the depth of Murli, understanding it from different perspectives. One should take up one project. The project is 1 year project. 1 year project. Mohim. Reading all the Avyakta Murlis from 69 till 2017. This is the project every Brahmin should take up. A personal effort, a personal project. For that, you will have to read one Murli each day, or sometimes two Murli each day, every day. To finish reading all the Avyakta Murlis once. This is the Maha project. The great project. Every Brahmin should take up. Because then you will say that this I didn't know. No. You did not know because you didn't know the read the Murli. It was there in that Murli. Baba will give reference. This is the date of the Murli where I had given the solution of your problem, your present problem. And you are simply troubling me at Amrit Vela every day. While I have given the solution in 1987, you are not reading that Murli and simply asking and troubling me in the morning. Every day, tell me, Faryad. And that is not Yad. So let us begin this, what? Maha project of finishing and reading all the Avyakta Murlis. Your room should be filled with all the Avyakta Murlis. There should be one cupboard where all Murlis are there. On this side, red. On another side, unread. Just as you have message read and unread, email read and unread, in the similar manner, keep on this side unread and that side read. This book finished, now take it out and put it in another box, another section. See, all the Avyakta Murli everybody has to read. Finish reading all in next 1 year. Time is very less. Then next Maryada is N. N means no. No for outside food. No for worldly business. No for cinema. No for mixing, familiarity, and one set of Maryada is prepared by Australian brothers and sisters, and they have given few things: no hugging and no kissing, no intimate relationships, no touching each other. So that is the next Maryada, N. The list of N is big. What are the N's? What are the different N? What are the different no, 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 no? You should have that board in mind. No. I am not supposed to go that way. I am not supposed to see this. I am not supposed to hear this. I am not supposed to do that. This is not my business. This is not my cup of tea. N. The next Maryada is O, observance of all Srimat and all principles. Observing Srimat, taking out Srimat, extracting Srimat from everyday's Murli and observing it to the hilt as it is, without modifying, without suppressing, without changing, without the slightest transformation. The Srimat is this, means I have to follow this. So observing all Srimat. The next Maryada is printing of literature. For center students, they are not supposed to decide and start printing literature on their own without asking the center in charge. Pamphlets, books, literature, or anything for that matter, which is needed for service. Otherwise, students are very clever. They publish their own poetry books in the name of Brahma Kumaris. They publish their own books in the name of Brahma Kumaris. And they write something else, and that creates objection and that creates controversy. And the Brahma Kumaris name come. And they show as if we are part of Brahma Kumaris. So none of the literature should be printed, published, distributed, broadcasted, online, offline, hard copy, soft copy, without asking the center in charge. This is the Maryada for all the Center Nivasi students. The next is quality assurance and quality control. Q. One has to maintain the quality of everything at center. Whether it is the decoration, whether it is the food, whether it is the any program, anything which you do at center, that should be beautiful quality. It should have quality. It should not be just for garnering attention, for creating some limelight. It should be quality. The next is relationships of center students in today's Sakar Murli. Baba said, explain your Laukik brothers and sisters. They are Laukik brothers and sisters. Here are Parlaukik brothers and sisters. So your relationship with each other should be of brother and sister. That's it. Do not try to create sub-branches, or do not try to deviate from this relationship. The moment one deviates from this relationship, disturbance will come. Only one relationship. In today's Sakar Murli also Baba said this. Of brother and sister. 3 days back in Sakar Murli, Baba said, this is the yukti of becoming pure. This is the yukti of purity. Brother and sister. The next Maryada is silence and solitude, maun and ekant. Every Brahmin should take out time for silence, solitude, to find oneself, to reconnect with one's own self, to check, to analyze, to understand. The next maryada is trusteeship, T. Whilst living in the grihastha, living a household life, family life, one should be trustee. The next maryada is you utilizing time and resources in a worthwhile manner. Do not waste electricity, light, water of your family, of your at your home, at center, or even in Madhuban. So utilizing in worthwhile manner. That is the maryada for all the Brahmins. Then next maryada is V. What is V? Victory is a maryada. Inculcation of virtue is done. What is V? Vision is a maryada. Maryada means something very gross and some subtle. Vices is not about maryada. Versatile, to become all round. Okay. What else? What else? We'll come to it. Vow. Vow is not a pratigya, is not a maryada. Pratigya is a different thing. Then next is W. W is W is win-win attitude. Oh, seven habits of highly effective people. X is X-ray oneself means self-checking twice a day. That is X-ray. Y means yoga twice a day, Amrit Vela and evening yoga. Z means zeal and enthusiasm for service. So two are remaining. Long back, we had done a class on this. Long back. So W is wash after bowel movements. W is taking bath. These are maryadas. We are not talking about vices and other things. These are 26 maryadas. And V is visiting center, another center. Suppose you are attached to one center. Now you want to go to another center. So it's the rule and maryada to take a letter from the sister in charge and then go with that letter. The same is the visiting journey to Madhuban. So these are the 26 maryadas for center going students. We will just revise them again. The different maryadas. The first maryada is Amrit Vela. A for Amrit Vela. B for Brahmacharya. C for center atmosphere. D for dress code. E for exchange of money business at center to be avoided. F for food. G for giving happiness, giving good wishes, giving blessings. H for holy company, satsang. I for inculcation of virtues. J for journey to Madhuban. I for inculcation of virtues. L for love for one Baba. M for Murli. N, no, a big list of N. O for observing all the maryada Srimad. P for printing literature, Q for quality assurance, quality control, R for relationship, detachment should be there in the relationship, purity should be there in the relationship, too much familiarity should be avoided in all relationships. S for silence and solitude, T for trustee, U for utilizing time, resources, sadhan, salvation, facilities of yajna in a worthwhile manner. V for visiting another center. Maryadas are there. It's not that you know some center, so no need of taking letter. W for wash after every bowel movement. X for X-ray. You do your own X-ray twice a day, thrice a day, or multiple times a day. Keep on doing self-checking so that you should improve. Y for yoga twice a day. official. Otherwise, yours is a yogi life. You have to be in yoga all the time. But yoga twice, and Z is zeal and zest. So in today's Vardhan, Baba said, if you want to become Maryada Purush, if you become Maryada Purushottam, then you have to follow, abide by all these Maryadas. If you follow all these Maryadas, what will happen? You will be saved from laboring. You will be saved from the Tamoguni atmosphere of this world. So these are just in gross or some subtle Maryadas. Om Shanti.